Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Let's check in with Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron on this beautiful day. Ryan, good to see you.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I broke out the short sleeves today.
I think this must be the first time so far this season we've talked about a Humidex, but we'll take it.
There you go. We will, for sure.
For sure. Something we don't really want to take or want to have to concern ourselves with is tariffs. Yeah. But tariffs are a reality, and United Way Perth Huron is stepping up to this challenge.
Well, as always in a time of crisis, you know, this organization comes to the plate. And we want to make sure that everybody understands that we are here now for people who might be facing challenges already. And we'll talk a little bit later about mental health, but one of the ongoing strains with any kind of disruption like this is how people are trying to deal with it. And so we know that the tariff challenge is real. It's here. It's already affecting jobs. It's already affecting people. We haven't maybe fallen off the cliff yet, so to speak, but we are anticipating more challenges ahead.
Okay, and in terms of United Way Perth Huron, just dealing with the ongoing challenges, or what's sort of the plan, if you will?
Well, what we're hoping to do is to make sure that we continue to help people understand what services are available. So one of the big things that we can do is to make sure they know when they can get the help they need and where to find it, right? So we've talked about 211, for example, how to access services. And today we're going to talk a little bit about more of some of the local mental health services that people can look at.
All right, well, let's spotlight again mental health factors with relationships to tariffs or not with tariffs, if you will.
That's right. So, you know, locally, we have a number of different partners who are doing fantastic work, and I'll just make mention of a few. So our friends at Family Services Perth Huron, who support individual family and seniors counseling, as well as youth counseling and even mentoring. That organization has been here for a long, long time and is available to help you in your time of need. And so if you are struggling now and you don't have another place to turn, perhaps you can't afford to pay for counseling therapy yourself, this is an organization that is here utilizing the funds that we just got done raising to make sure that those things are in place.
Okay, and again, here's a stat that's really jumping out at me. The use of emergency departments for psychiatric reasons is 2 times higher in rural versus urban Ontario. There's a stat right there.
Yeah, we really know that we see challenges here in our local area, perhaps in a different way than that they are in urban centers. You know, we talk about homelessness, for example. We actually have, per capita, even a higher incidence of homelessness in our region than we do in some urban centers, right? And so what we're challenged with here is people who are struggling without some of the significant services that they need, right? So oftentimes they end up heading to the hospital, right? So if they can't get everything that they're looking for at a local chapter or a local organization, that's where they end up going. And so our emergency services people are working hard.
Yeah, and again, with things like mental health or mental health services, this is becoming aware of services that are available, services you may not know are out there, but are certainly great partners with United Way Perth Huron.
That's right, yeah, and we can list others. Of course, we support CMHA, and they do other great work with the government funding that they receive, the Emily Murphy Center, ShelterLink Youth Services. You know, the list goes on in terms of organizations that we're supporting, but we're reminding everyone that if you're not sure where to turn, if you're struggling, maybe anxiety even just over your small business right now, what is happening, and how am I ever going to pay for these increased costs, that sort of thing, we want to encourage you to utilize the services that are available and just dial 211 and get that help you need.
There you go. Dial 211. Of course, we'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Ryan, any final thoughts? Again, especially with the tariffs, this is an ongoing but almost a situation that changes daily or by the hour, if you will.
Well, sure. I mean, I think even yesterday there were further announcements, you know, and conversations that were coming out of the White House that nobody really knows what to do with. Meanwhile, the automotive sector is writing a letter, you know, collectively to the White House saying, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, so we know that this is going to take some time to resolve. And there are many, many people in our community here in the automotive sector, for example. There are other sectors that are affected, but we have lots of local jobs. And so people are all on pins and needles wondering what's going on. And so I think the best thing that we can do is stand together and say, if you do need help, then reach out, right? Don't try to do it on your own. It's okay.
Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks so much for your time, Ryan.
You're welcome.